morning, and welcome to the Hotelis City Express fourth quarter and full year 2017 earnings conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero on your telephone keypad. After today's prepared remarks, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Cynthia Araya from Inspire Group Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Hotelis City Express fourth quarter and full year 2017 results were released yesterday after the market closed. The company's earnings release can be found on Hotelis website at www.cityexpress.com. During this call, management comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrios, CEO of Hotelis City Express, Mr. Paul Smith, CFO, Mr. Santiago Parra, Corporate Finance Director, and Mr. Santiago Mayoral, Corporate Finance and Investor Relations Vice President. Mr. Barrios will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Smith will present the company's financial results. We will then open for questions. Now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Barrios.
Thank you, Cynthia. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Hotelis City Express fourth quarter and full year 2017 results. In a volatile year for Mexico, balanced with strong underlying economic fundamentals, our performance demonstrates the company's operational and financial strength. Today, we remain Mexico's leading hospitality company in terms of branded hotels with inventory throughout 30 states and 67 cities. As we move to strategically capture the value of our assets for the next stage of our development. Our unique competitive position is evident through metrics such as adjusted EBITDA margin, which reached 37.5% for the fourth quarter, as we continue to expand our portfolio, reaching 136 hotels today and 140 in the coming weeks. The hotel industry demonstrated robust dynamics in 2017 with strong demand for quality rooms at affordable prices. As such, Hotelis City Express achieved growth in total revenues and adjusted EBITDA of 23.1% and 29.0% respectively for the full year. Significantly, we are now able to capture the benefits of infrastructure which can support over 200 hotels without large increases in our cost base. Reflecting these, our EBITDA growth 1.3 times faster than total revenues over the year, with a 486 basis points rise in EBITDA margin to reach 36.4% in the fourth quarter. Our diverse portfolio is benefiting from exposure to geographies with robust growth above the national average. In particular, the Bajío region, major metropolitan areas, and those with exposure to the Maquila sector are demonstrating solid demand and pricing trends, while our international properties continue to perform better and better. Critically, we have seen three quarters of positive RevPAR growth in the energy corridor and are optimistic about the recovery of the area in the future. Growth of nearly 11% in ADR and greater than 8% in RevPAR over the year reflect a digital operation, distribution, and marketing platform that is best in class. Our yield management strategy to better utilize installed capacity through higher prices has paid off. The initial gap caused in occupancy has closed, with the metric reaching 62.6% during the fourth quarter, 114 basis points higher than the same period 1 year ago. For 2018, the company plans to open between 15 to 21 additional projects. Note that 80% of these are already under construction, and we have credit facilities to comfortably execute our development plan. Looking ahead, City Express has assessing strategic alternatives to capture value of its portfolio of assets. As we discussed in our performance call in January, after an in-depth review over the past 18 months, our board of directors decided the most efficient alternative was to create a vehicle under the tax regime of a lodging REIT named Fibra Stay. A key rationale for this transaction will be to enable shareholders to realize the value of our assets in a transparent manner and reinforce future growth without dilution. This structure will strengthen our capacity to boost the number of hotels we put into operation, optimize our balance sheet, raise ROIC, reduce capital intensity, and create a more tax-efficient structure. It is worth mentioning that even though the execution of Fibra Stay is a top priority for the company, we have the flexibility to adopt other strategic alternatives as we have in place substantial credit facilities and the trust structure has already been created. With the demonstrated strength of our business model, we reiterate our commitment to shareholders to continue being the best alternative for profitable growth in the market. Thank you for your trust, and we look forward to keeping you updated. I would like to hand the call to our CFO, Paul Smith, who will further provide detail on our financial and operational performance. Paul, would you please?
Thank you, Luis, and hello, everyone. My comments are based on our fourth quarter and full year 2017 results, which were prepared under IFRS. For both periods, results reflect the success of our strategy to boost margins by maximizing installed capacity, while the efficiency of our operating company supports ongoing economies of scale. Hoteles City Express had 135 hotels at the end of 2017 and more than 15,200 rooms in operation, up 11% from the prior corresponding period. Occupied room nights were over 50% higher and served more than 3.5 million guests. During the quarter, we had a total installed capacity of 1.35 million room nights, a rise of 13% on a year earlier. While chain-wide occupancy fell slightly over the year as we raised our rates, it rebounded to 62.6% in the fourth quarter, 114 basis points higher than the prior corresponding period. As Luis mentioned, this dynamic is significant as it demonstrates our success in making better use of our installed capacity and will underpin margin expansion into the future. As anticipated, now the gap in occupancy is closed. We expect demand to drive further growth and are confident in the ongoing success of our sophisticated yield management strategy, which utilizes real-time market data. This supported the top-line strength of our properties during the quarter, with an average daily rate up 4.7% to 927 pesos. As a result, we achieved RevPAR growth of 6.6% to 580 pesos from the same period 1 year ago. Our established properties, which have been in operation more than 36 months, at occupancy levels of 65.2% for the period. These properties had ADR growth of 3.7 and RevPAR growth of 2.1 to 589 pesos. Our financial results for the quarter were very strong, helped by factors such as the ongoing absorption of our operating company into our cost base as we achieve higher operating efficiencies. Consolidated revenues were 686 million pesos, 24.3% higher than a year ago. In terms of productivity, the company posted a 51% rise in operating income to 154 million pesos, while adjusted EBITDA rose nearly 44% to almost 260 million pesos. Operating income and adjusted EBITDA margins rose over 400 and 500 basis points respectively to 22.5% and 37.5%. We achieved this even as our hotel chain grew almost 10% over the period. Full year ADR was up nearly 11% to 934 pesos, while RevPAR grew over 8% to 562 pesos. These gains along with a greater number of occupied room nights, saw total consolidated revenue increase of more than 23% to 2.5 billion pesos. Hotel operating costs and expenses rose 19% for 2017, as 12 new properties were put into operation. Revenue growth outstripped the growth in costs during the quarter and demonstrates the growing efficiency of our operating company. This establishes a solid foundation for further scalability. For the full year, Hoteles City Express posted a rise of 37% in operating income to 511 million pesos, while the adjusted EBITDA was up 29% to 879 million pesos. Operating income and adjusted EBITDA margins were 20.4% and 35% respectively, higher than last year even with a near 10% increase in the number of hotels. Financial expenses for the full year rose to 170 million pesos, reflecting the increase in the cost of funding during the last months due to inflation and volatility in the market. Net income rose 8.3% to 286 million pesos during 2017, delivering a net income margin of 11.4%. Turning to our balance sheet, at the end of the quarter, we had 1.2 billion pesos in cash and equivalents, a near 36% reduction from December 2016 as we drew down on credit lines and used resources to develop our hotel portfolio. We remain focused on raising ROIC close to the levels of our established property portfolio between 12 to 14%. We have a financial debt of 2.7 billion pesos and are current in all commitments. The company's debt remains mainly long-term, with only 139 million pesos due in the next 12 months. Of our total indebtedness, we hold approximately 157 million pesos denominated in U.S. dollars, hedged with a cash position for the same amount. Net debt at the end of December was just over 1.5 billion pesos. In summary, our financial position enabled us to realize our ambitious development plan as we focus on the execution of our strategic alternatives and profitable growth, supported by a strong pipeline. Thank you for your attention. Nicole, we can start the Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. In the interest of equal access to all participants, please limit yourself to one question and one follow-up, and then re-queue if necessary. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any time your question has been addressed and you would like to withdraw your question, please press star then two. Our first question comes from Alejandro Lavin of TD Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning everyone. Thank you for the call and congrats on the very strong results. I have a couple of questions. The first one on the margins. So obviously you posted very strong margins this quarter, and I think this is due mostly to lower hotel OPEX. So could you give us more color on this and if these are sustainable going forward, or maybe there was a couple of one-offs that benefited this quarter? And my second question would be on occupancy. Now that this has normalized, what levels of occupancy would you expect for 2018? Thanks.
Hi Alejandro, this is Paul Smith. On the first question for the margins, as we have seen over the last two quarters, the main increases we are realizing now is basically from scaling up the operating company. Those margins still have significant room to grow. As Luis mentioned in his presentation, the operating company can handle over 200 properties. We only have 135 at the close of the year and 136 today. So we believe that the increase in margins is sustainable, given the economies of scale that we're starting to realize and the SG&A leverage that we still have at the operating company level. On occupancy?
Hi, Alejandro. This is Santiago Mayoral. Occupancy levels for 2018 should be in line with what we have been seeing over the past years. We should be increasing occupancy at the same levels we have been doing it before the yield management optimization from the first quarter of last year.
Okay, thank you. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one. Our next question comes from Pablo Ordonez of Itaú. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Luis, Paul, Santiago. Congratulations on the results. Also follow up on margins. The costs from the hotel the operation were 49% of revenues, and it used to be around 53% of revenues in the past. This was also a big support for EBITDA margin this quarter. I was wondering if this is should we expect this same margin to sustain in this year? And also I have a second question regarding the tariff. After implementing successfully your inventory and yield management strategy last year, what should we expect of in terms of tariff for this year relative to inflation? Thanks.
Hi, Pablo. This is Paul. Thank you for your questions. On the first question, yes, bear in mind that there's two factors going into margins. One is the basic stabilization of the properties, which also includes the margin performance. The other one is the OPCO SG&A leverage that I already discussed. So you're right. As we mature the portfolios, then you also gain the advantage of that additional margin. Going forward, as we disclose both the performance of the stabilized and the non-stabilized portfolio, this is going to become clearer in the analysis of the numbers. And the second question on the ADR, we're expecting an increase of 200 basis points over inflation. So that should remain for next year as well in RevPAR.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from Armando Rodriguez from Signum Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the results. Well, my question is regarding your debt strategy. Considering this new vehicle, Fibra Stay, what's the debt to EBITDA level we should expect considering this new vehicle, and if this changes significantly your strategy? Thank you.
Hi, Armando. This is Paul Smith again. Thank you for your question. The new vehicle will not change the overall leverage profile of the company. We always say that we feel comfortable with a 2.5 net debt to EBITDA multiple. So that should that should be the case going forward as well, up to 2.5 times.
Okay. Thank you very much. Congrats again.
Thank you.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, it is star, then one, if you would like to ask a question. And our next question comes from Alan Macias of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone, and thank you for the call. Just a quick question on how you're looking at the pipeline of hotel openings, and if you just can give a rough number or a percentage in terms of openings by quarter through the year. Thank you.
Hi, Alan. This is Paul Smith. Thank you very much for your question. As it's disclosed, we have for openings of the year, around 17 properties for the year, and basically they are already disclosed in page 15 of the earnings report.
Once again, if you have a question, please press star then one. We will pause momentarily. As we have no further questions, I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. Luis Barrios for any closing remarks.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for your attention. Finally, I would like to add that later today we'll be holding our shareholders meeting of the Fibra Stay transaction approval. We are confident this step is in the right direction and will be gladly to communicate the results of the voting in a couple of hours. Please feel free to contact us with any further information. Thank you all.
The conference has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.